Come on. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, stand to your feet and give God if you're able. Only if you're able. If you have the ability to stand to your feet, to open up your mouth, to lift your hands, hallelujah, and to the one true God, the one true living God, hallelujah, God of your salvation, the God that woke you up this morning, the God that saved your soul, hallelujah. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be here. You should be dead and gone. But if it wasn't for the power of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, I don't care about what you did yesterday. I don't care about what you went through yesterday. Today is a new day, hallelujah. And if it wasn't for the power of God and the purpose he had for you, you wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. When I think on the name, I think on the goodness of God and all that he has done for me. Oh, I cannot keep my mouth shut about this God. I cannot rest when it comes to my Lord. Hallelujah. I have to give him praise in my whole being, out of my mouth. Hallelujah. I command my mind to praise him. I command my hands to praise him. I command my feet to praise him. I command my mouth. Hallelujah. I don't allow the enemy to choke out my praise. I'm going to praise him anyhow. I don't care about your face, honey. I don't care about how your countenance. I don't care about your worry. I'm going to give him praise. Hallelujah. Greater that is he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Hey! Listen, I was glad when they said that to me. Let us go into, listen, it's cold out there, but it's warm in here, hallelujah. Because we got a hot, our Holy Ghost is fire. He's fire. He's fire. And whatever you have that you brought in today that needs some burning off, he's here and he can burn it off. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. This is a very familiar text. I've referenced it plenty of times. Hallelujah. Test, test, test. That's pretty loud. That's loud. Test, test. There you go. Hallelujah. I want you to, hallelujah. I wanted to go somewhere, but the Lord's, let's go right here. Let's go to Matthew chapter 25. Very familiar text here. I want to start at verse, hallelujah, to verse 19. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading from the NIV version. When you have it, just say, I have the word. Hallelujah. I'm going to start reading at verse 19. Hallelujah. It says, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. Ooh-wee. Jesus. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. He says, come and share. Ha! I thought it was my wife that gives me happiness, but he says, come and share your master's happiness. And he says, the man with 2 bags of gold also came and said, master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man. Hallelujah. harvesting where you had not sown, and gathering where you have not gathered seed. So I was afraid. I was afraid. And I went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you here. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather, hallelujah, where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. By expressing gratitude to God, By expressing our gratitude, our gratefulness, our thankfulness to God, we expand our ability to have faith in His ability. But when gratitude is not expressed towards God, we use our own ability and lose faith in His. Today I want to talk to you about what happy people do. What happy people do. Happy people. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. For the next few moments, Father, I'm asking you to have your way. Lord, do what you want to do, God. I am your willing servant. My flesh is tired, and I know that when I am weak, Lord, you are made strong. So, Father, I'm asking you to have your way. As always, God, hide me behind the cross. I can't take what you can take. It needs to be your ability. It needs to be your authority. And, God, I'm asking, have your way. Touch your church, your ecclesia, God. Touch your church. Give them what it is that they need, Father, so that they may be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. Lord, that they may be able to submit to your will and to your way. God, we thank you. Give us the ability to be happy. Help us be grateful, Father. Grateful for the little things. We glorify you. We honor you. We're grateful to you, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. I want you to touch your neighbor or hug your neighbor. Just tell them you're grateful for them. Just say, I'm grateful. I thank you. I'm thankful. I thank you back there, those that are controlling the media and the sound. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, those who just sung praises unto the Lord, the front line, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, the elders that are in the room, I thank you. I thank you. If you're a deacon or you're part of the welcome team, we thank you. We glorify God for you. I thank you. If you're just a member of the church, I thank you. I thank you. And if you're somebody that's a visitor, maybe your first time or just the first time you've been here in a long time, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Gratitude is an attitude of being thankful or grateful. It is an attitude. Gratitude is an attitude of being grateful and thankful. It is to acknowledge you have received something of benefit. What you have given me has been of some benefit, that my expression back to you is verbal, or I add some type of attention to showcase that I appreciate the benefit. Hallelujah. And when we give the giver feedback, to what they've done to you that was some benefit for you, we give them permission to give again or give some more. I want some more. So I express to you that I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Is there anybody in the room that has ever given something to somebody? And when you gave something to somebody, they expressed to you verbally, or they gave you more to them. They say, thank you. Oh, man, I appreciate you. Hallelujah, I appreciate you. Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good that when you're appreciated for what you've done, you're valued, somebody put some value on you? They made what they said made you feel a part and made you matter. Hallelujah. This is gratitude. Gratitude. Gratitude works when you want something. I love this part because gratitude is so powerful when you want something and you want to get something. Be grateful for it. My wife and I plays around with this. Listen, my wife and I'm so grateful to have this woman. Let me just talk about my wife. Because I can't, when I first married my wife, I tried to literally pick on her to have fights with her. Literally. You know, it's just competitive, right? But my wife is so smart. She changed our competitive nature to see who was more grateful for one another. So we compete on who's more grateful for the next. So when she wants something, oh, it's so good. It's so good. My wife is like, babe. I'm like, babe, what are we doing for the night? What are we doing tonight? She's like, babe, I tell you what. That salmon you cook, I can't duplicate it. Ain't no way in the world I can't duplicate it. I don't know the seasoning, baby. You got the sauce, baby. I'm like, for real? What time you want to eat, baby? You know what I mean? Because it works for you. I do the same thing to my wife. I say, babe. Oh, she's like, how you feeling? I'm like, babe, you know who gives the best massages in the world. You know who gives the best massages in the world. You to give your baby. She's like, for real? What time you come home? I'm like, babe, I'll be home at 7. But my wife's the master. She's a master. My wife will book a trip to somewhere local, New York. And when I say local, New York, some driving distance, right? Virginia, something like that, right? And I'm like, that's where we going out of town. Cool. No problem. And she's like, babe, you know you're the best driver. For real? For real? Babe, you be hitting them curves, babe. You the bomb. I drive. You get what you want when you're grateful. And I just want to challenge you, those of you who are in relationships, who are in marriages, or just in relationships that are lifelong relationships, compete with one another on your gratitude. It feels good. It feels good. My wife, I gotta say this, honey. My wife and I were in a heated discussion. We married. I know y'all looking at us like, what? We married. And my wife is a master because she looked at me. She said, boy, you know you smart. And she smiled with it, and I was like, come on, give me love. You got to do that. You got to compete. It's gratitude. This is what gratitude does. And gratitude gives you the ability to find a blessing even in the worst situation. Gratitude. What you're grateful for. That's right. Hallelujah. That's right. I'm reminded when I even think about that thing that I'm around people that all the time, I'm a fitness trainer and people come around, how you feeling? I'm having a rough day. I'm having a bad day. I'm having a bad day. I'm having a rough day. I'm having a bad day. And I said, honey, be thankful for this day. What you're saying is not the truth. You're speaking about a day based on the way you feel. But the Bible says, hallelujah, in Psalms 118, verse 24, I believe it says, Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. In other words, you don't get to change what the day is because of the way you feel. You follow me? God said it was good. Everything that God made, he said it was good. So you don't get to feel like it's something other than what God said it is. You got to change your attitude and see it for what it is and say, you know what? It is good, and I got to command myself, hallelujah, to be glad in what is already deemed good. That's gratitude. That's gratitude. That's gratitude. Hallelujah. Ingratitude is an attitude of thanklessness or thanklessness. It's ungratefulness. Hallelujah. We fall into this trap. Oh, I see you, Miss Pat. I love you. I just got to say I love you. I thank you. Hallelujah. When I see Miss Pat. We fall into this trap. Hallelujah. When we focus on things we don't got. We fall into the trap of being ungrateful because we're focusing on the one thing we don't got. We got everything. But I ain't got what she got. I ain't got what they got. And so we start focusing on it, and so we stop being thankful for what we got. And when we're not thankful for what we have, we find ourselves in danger of losing what you have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We also fall into this trap when we have an attitude of expectation. Right? When I wake up in the morning, my wife is always going to be there. My children are always going to be there. The job is going to be there. Hallelujah. My health and fitness, it's going to be there, right? My job's going to be there. The business going to be there. Everything's going to be. You fall into. No, the truth is, the things that you have is either on loan or voluntary. Oh, man, I wish I had a fun turn. I wish I was fun. Everything that you have it's a loan. No, man, I own that. No, it's a loan. The government can take that right now, or God can take you from here, and who got it? It's a loan. Everything you got is a loan. And that wife you got, that husband you got, that's voluntary. That's voluntary. Young people in your room, your parents, oh, that's voluntary. See, you to them ain't voluntary. Y'all need them. But their choice, hallelujah, to feed you, hallelujah, to buy your clothes, to pay for those expensive trips or schools or whatever the case may be, that's voluntary. My children owe me money now. My Lord, I'm hood rich, right? It's voluntary. This means that you young people, you need to be running around. Listen, my wife and I, when we have our kids and somebody give them something, we're quick to say thanks or thank you, right? Show gratitude because you're giving them permission to give you more. Yeah. Right? Right? You young people, when your parents make you them ham sandwiches or whatever the case may be on a regular, yeah, I'm talking to you. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. When they making you those Lunchables or whatever they making y'all. I don't care what it is. You need to learn to say thankful because what they're doing is voluntary. They're doing it from their heart. Hallelujah. And if we're not too careful, if we're not thankful for the little things, we can fall victim to lose everything. And this leads me into this particular text. I guess we don't have the screens today, right? No problem. This leads me to this text. Jesus is giving a series of parables. And in these parables, he's explaining the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
In these parables, right? So he's sharing with us a contemporized story, right, to prove or to explain a spiritual idea. It's hard to explain. So he's giving us by parable. And so he's sharing this, the parable, hallelujah, of the kingdom of God and his return back to the earth. Oh, that gets me excited right now. And hallelujah, hallelujah. And he's sharing the story of this man who's calling his servants. He's calling. Where were you when Jesus called you? Oh, no, I'm serious, y'all. Where were you? How old were you? Where were you at? What was you doing when he called you? When he called you, what were you doing? Where were you at? Did something traumatic happen in your life? Did somebody pass? Was you in the jam? Were you desperate? And you heard the voice of God, and when you heard it, it touched your heart. You needed him. You knew it was called. Come on, somebody. How did that feel when you heard his call? How did you feel when he called you? Because you knew it was God. You knew it was God because he saved you and it touched you like nothing's ever touched you before. And the Lord entrusted his wealth to you, his salvation. And what did you do, or what are you doing with that wealth that he entrusted with you? What are you doing with it? I'm quiet over here. I know they quiet. What are you doing with it? All that wealth, all that ability, his spirit, what are you doing with it? How are you utilizing it? Are you using it to expand the kingdom of God? He gave it to you. He entrusted it with you under your care and your protection. And now you have the things. How are you taking care of that marriage that he gave you, that you prayed for? That job, yes, that you prayed for. Hallelujah. Those babies. How are you taking care of your health that you prayed for? How are you taking care of your dreams? Yeah. You know I'm always bring up that health. Until I get, come on, somebody. Come on. What are you doing with it? Touch your neighbor and say, what are you doing with it? What are you, touch the neighbor on the other side and say, what are you doing with it? Come on, somebody. In this story, he entrusts his bags of gold, his treasure, with these three men. One of them he give 5 bags of gold. The other one he gives 2 bags of gold. And the other one he gives 1 bag of gold. And it was all predicated. It was all based on their ability. Remind me about ability. It was based on their ability. Hallelujah. For the sake of this message, this is gonna be a quick message. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank him already. Hallelujah. I just feel joy. Hallelujah. 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 For the sake of this message, there's a difference between talent and divine gift. For the sake of this message, I don't want you to get confused, because some of your versions say that he gave talents. So I don't want you confused with that, because that meant money. That's a value. I want to talk about your ability talent for the sake of this message. Okay. Hallelujah. There's a difference between it, but it's so close related, it seems like it's the same. Talent is your ability. And we get ourselves so enamored by seeing other people's talent we become ungrateful for the divine gift that God has given us.
Come on, come on.
We find ourselves on social media, watching people's talent, being enamored with their happiness and their joy, and I want that. And we become unappreciative of what we got because we're looking at what somebody else got. And I'm here to tell somebody, it's nothing but an illusion. Talent, hallelujah, talent can't be given. It can only be shown. It can only be seen. That's it. You can only see talent. You can't receive talent. It's not a gift. So when somebody's talented, they can't give you nothing. All it is, come on, somebody. All it is a show and tell contest. It's a show and tell. It's a talent show. You've been allured by a talent show. When God has given you a divine gift, hallelujah, and your gift can go further than talent. See, your talent can only get you so far, but your divine gift can get you wherever God wants to take you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The gift is given without repentance. So your gift has the ability to give, and when you give, God will give back unto you. So when you, come on somebody, so when you give God permission to give back unto you. Talent doesn't do that. So if you want the things of God, you have to learn to depend on the divine gift that he's given you, and your, and the Bible says, and your gift will make room for you. Come on, somebody. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. What I say? What I say? What I say? Ability? Ability. If you look at this text, ability is dunamis. That means divine power.
Yes.
Miraculous. Miracle working power, dunamis, power, ability. It means that you are able. It means divine dunamis power means that God is able. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I don't care what your doctor said. My God has dunamis power, which means he has the ability. He's able. He's able. I don't know who you might be single and you're thinking that your time is running out. God is in control of time. And he has power to change it. He's able. Touch your neighbor and say, my God is able. When we get to the place where we learn to be grateful, we give him permission to use his power. Hallelujah. In this story, we see immediately the divine power, hallelujah, I'm so sorry, the Holy Spirit is, we see the divine power of this miraculous dunamis power, this ability that he uses. The man that received five bags, the Bible says, I can't get it up on the screen, but if you look at it, it says that the man that received five bags based on his ability. Now, it wasn't his ability. It was his ability to have faith in God's ability. The reason why he got five bags is because he was trusted that he would use his ability to depend on God's ability. And the Bible infers that he was grateful. Why do you say that, Pastor? Because the Bible says immediately he moved as soon as he got the go. I don't know who I'm talking to, but as soon as you get a brand new car, I need to ride my car. I need to drive. I gotta get in it. I gotta get in it. Let me talk to somebody that's single. As soon as you find somebody, oh, I gotta take them out. I gotta see them. Oh, ain't nobody single in here. As soon as you get that new thing, I can't wait to unwrap it. I can't wait. Okay, nobody talking back. Hallelujah. Everybody married. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he went at once. And so he showed his gratitude. And by showing his gratefulness, the Bible says that he didn't go to work because that would mean his own ability. He doesn't use his ability. In the NIV version says that he put God's ability to work. Yeah. The Bible says he put the bags of gold to work. Hallelujah. He didn't use his own talent. Hallelujah. Because your own talent can only take you so far. Hallelujah. He is grateful and uses the gift that his master gave him so that he can add more. Hallelujah. And more is given because he is being thankful. The Bible says that he added more. The man gave him five. He added five. Yeah. When you're thankful for what you have, hallelujah, what you're doing is you're giving the giver permission to give you more. So what he did was he used the bags of gold. He gave it. Hallelujah. And when he gave, more was given unto him because he was grateful and he utilized what God gave him. Hallelujah. Man, I wish I could use that screen so I could throw it up here. But we got it right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the one who received the two bags, same thing. He put the money to work. He was grateful. He put the money to work, added two more. But then the Bible then tells us the one that received one bag of gold decided to go in a different direction. Now, common sense would be if everybody's multiplying theirs, I'm going to do what they're doing. But the one that received the one bag decided to go in a different direction. Decided to go in a different direction than what the successful ones were going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wanted to go in a different direction. Is there anybody that has ever gone in the wrong direction? Hallelujah. Has ever taken a detour and was going the wrong way? Come on, somebody. My mind was going the wrong direction. My life was in the wrong direction. My marriage was in the wrong direction. My dreams were going in the wrong direction. My appetite. Yeah. Don't go to appetite because I won't get no amens. Hallelujah. And if I don't get it together, I'm going to lose it all. Yeah. The wrong direction. This man doesn't just go in the wrong direction. He hides the very gift that he had. I want to talk to somebody that likes superheroes, DC Comics, Superman. When the Bible says that he hid it, the word for hid means crypto. Means to conceal, means to hide. Crypto! I know I just scared you. Praise the Lord. Crypto is where we get the word kryptonite. It's the stuff, hallelujah, that makes Superman weak, where he has no power. And this man hides the very gift that God has given. He's hiding. He's giving it kryptonite. He adds no power to what God has given him. He'd rather use his own ability than God's ability. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Yes. He's hiding his power. What are you hiding? What are you burying? What is receiving your kryptonite? Is it that relationship? Is it that marriage? Is it your dreams? Is it your mind? What are you burying? Hallelujah. This is a TED talk, because I ain't getting no amens. I'm going to call Ted. I'm going to go see them. You're burying it. What are you burying? I don't know who this is for. I'm talking to the ladies. You're beautiful. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't know who lied to you and told you otherwise. I don't know what they did to you. But you are fearfully, God loves you. He saved you. Hallelujah. And every time you put yourself in that situation, you devalue yourself. You're precious in his sight. But when you put yourself in that situation, you're hiding his image. You're distorting and perverting his image because you don't want to rely on his power, on his ability. You're not grateful for who you are. You're not grateful for where you are. So you depend on your own ability, on your own talent. And you're losing value. And God says, come unto me, all that labor and that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I don't know who I'm talking to, but kick that man out. I don't know who that was for, but kick him out. Ministry is in the interruptions. Ministry is in the interruptions. The Bible says, after all of this has occurred, the journeyman returns back to the men, and he returns back to the man who took the 5 bags and doubled it. And when he returns back to him, the man is grateful. He goes, see, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, look what I did. He's grateful. Look what I did. You gave me 5, I gave you 5 back. And the master comes back and he says, well done. Doesn't it feel good when the master tells you, good job, well done, when he affirms you? Don't you feel good? He expressed appreciation. He expressed gratitude for what he's done. And the Bible says, because of what he did, God gives him more. And he says, this is my favorite part. You good and faithful servant, he says, because you were faithful over the few, because you were grateful. Come on, I want to touch somebody. Because you were grateful for the few things, I'm going to make you a ruler. I'm going to entrust you to much. But this is my favorite part. He says, come into my happiness. This is what happy people do. When you're grateful, hallelujah, you do faithful things with what God gives you. Yeah. And he gives you more, and he invites you into his happiness because you're grateful. Hallelujah. Grateful. Gratefulness brings you into his happiness. Gratitude, write this down. Gratitude is the gateway to happiness and permission to receive much. I said gratitude is the gateway to happiness and permission to receive much. When you show gratitude, it is a direct connect to happiness, and you open the door for more. The man that received 2 bags, same thing. He comes to his master, says, I doubled it. Look what I did. He's grateful. And he tells him the same thing. You good and faithful servant. Well done. Hallelujah. You've been faithful over the few things. I will make you a ruler over many. I just want to say this one statement. When you're faithful over the, when you're grateful for what you got, you'll be surprised of the things that you will unlock. You'll be surprised. I wanted to get a new deck. And I remember, you say, I'm going to get out here and clean it. I cleaned that deck and was like, wow, this thing is nice. It would have been nice the first time, though, if I appreciated what I got. Hallelujah. But the man who received one bag of gold came. And when he comes to the Lord, when he comes to his master, he says, I know that you are a hard man. Isn't it amazing when you're not grateful? When you have ingratitude that you blame the giver? You blame the giver. He gave unto you freely. Now, because of your inadequacy, you want to blame him. He blames him and says, because I know you're a hard man. That means that you're calling God difficult. God's not difficult.
That's right.
I know you're a hard man. I was afraid. So I had to put kryptonite on it. Afraid means phobia. Yeah. You're lying on God because you had a phobia. See, you got to understand, when you worry, the word worry means to choke. It causes you to retreat and have a phobia. When God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, you are misrepresenting God. That's not true about God. God is not coming to kill you.
That's right.
He's coming to give you life. But until you get to the place where you receive his love, you're going to find yourself burying his power. Bury his power. I'm closing. This is what our faith in our own ability does. It causes us to bury his ability. This reminds me. I'm coming in. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. TED Talk. Hallelujah. This reminds me of Genesis chapter 3. Doesn't it? When Eve has everything. And instead of being grateful for everything, she hones in on the one thing she don't got. And she's able to be tricked. She got all the gifts in the world. And you fall in love with the one talent. And once the Bible says, once they ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the Bible says that they hid themselves. They hid the image of God in the ground. Kryptonite. They hid his ability, which was his image, in the ground. I'm coming in. Praise the Lord. They hid his image in the ground. And the moment when God comes to them and says, where are you? Hallelujah. They say the same thing. They mischaracterize God as if he's coming to kill you. And he's not coming to kill you. He's coming to offer you his ability. Because his ability stretches further than yours. If you will be grateful, Your gratefulness, hallelujah, your gratefulness to him expands your ability to have faith in his ability. To have faith in his ability. Jesus, so we find out in the story, in the parable, Jesus, because of his ungratefulness, he calls them wicked and lazy, and he throws them out. Jesus throws somebody out because they were ungrateful. Do you hear what I'm saying, saints? Because of your ungratefulness can get you kicked out. And the same thing happens to Adam and Eve. They get kicked out of the garden because when love comes, when the power of God comes, they don't meet him with gratefulness and gratitude. They accuse him. They don't have self-accountability. They don't have gratitude. They're not grateful. And so they distort the image of God, and they're separated from God. Somebody told me that you can't read in the text from that moment where God even communicates with Adam and Eve from that point. He doesn't even talk to them no more. You can't read in the Bible where he speaks to them again. Because they're not grateful. But isn't it amazing that Jesus Christ, he comes in the image of his Father. Hallelujah. So that we can now receive his ability. He comes on the cross. Now his image, Adam and Eve covered the image of God. And Jesus is revealing the image of God for you to be reconnected and depending on God's ability and not your own ability. Will you stand? I told you.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. We thank you with our lips. We thank you in our vessels. We thank you with our hands. We thank you with our mind. We thank you with our feet. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Because you're worthy of all of our thanks and praise. Father, right now, God, some of us came into this room depending on our own talent. And being ungrateful, Father, for the things that you have given us, desiring much, eyes pinned on somebody's thing, and not focusing on the thing that we have. Father, give us the heart to appreciate what we have and trust that you will bless what we have, God, and give us more. For those, oh God, that you trust with your stuff. Father, there is somebody in the room right now, God, that is going the wrong way, adding kryptonite to your power, burying it in the sand. Lord, will you give them the courage to dig it out and showcase your image, the image of your son, Jesus, on their heart and in their mouth. Father, I thank you for what you did today. And I thank you for the hearts that you're working on even right now. We glorify you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Stay standing to your feet. If you're one that have turned the wrong way, and you're afraid because shame and fear, the phobia got you choked up, and you need somebody to pray with you to break the chains off you. Hey, God, Abba. Will you come? Will you come? I love this church. It is so pure and so authentic. I love it. Because the people in this church are so pure, so authentic. If you somebody that want to rededicate yourself back to the Lord, will you come? If you're somebody that's not saved.